From the book Ease in God Realization by Swami Ram Sukadas Maharajji. Chapter 11. Salvation is self-evident. Generally, people think that they can attain salvation by making efforts. This is not completely true. In fact, salvation is self-evident and is not attained by making efforts. But people blame and oppose such a person who declares this fact. We can perform an action by having association with objects of nature. This association leads us to bondage. Whatever action we perform, we can perform it with the help of body, senses, intellect, ego, and the sense of mind. Whatever is achieved by action is perishable, because every action has a beginning and an end. The fruit of an action is also perishable. Renunciation leads to salvation. If we do not get attached to objects and actions, the evolutes of nature, our salvation is self-evident. It is our sense of mind and egoism which leads us to bondage. We ourselves can renounce them. If we do not renounce them, even the preceptor or saints or God cannot free us from them. God cannot force us to renounce them, but He can free us if we exclusively depend on Him. Saintly people do not impose their views on anyone, but they solve our problems, remove our doubts, and give good advice to us for our welfare. Similarly, God also does not enforce His views and snatch freedom from us. But if we give freedom to Him by taking refuge in Him, He will certainly help us and lead us to salvation. Our egoistic notion and the sense of mind lead us to degradation. If we renounce them in any way, we will attain salvation. This is something so uncommon that I cannot describe its glory. If we renounce attachment to the body totally, generally the body will not be ill. Similarly, if we renounce attachment to the senses, mind, and intellect, they will be free from evils. In the same way, if we renounce attachment to I-ness, it will be free from evil. The main point is that the root of evil or impurity is our attachment to them. If we renounce attachment, that is the sense of mind, and egoism totally, salvation will be axiomatic. We do not pay attention to this point. If we pay attention to it, we shall be able to understand it. Now a question may arise, that if all beings attain salvation, they will be free from the cycle of birth and death, and thus the world will cease to exist. The reason they give for it is that the population will decrease and finally no beings will be left behind as they will attain salvation. They hold the view that it is not a fact that beings are not reborn after attaining salvation. According to them, they are not reborn up to final dissolution, but they are again born at the time of a new creation. According to them, salvation is artificial and it is attained by efforts, so how can it be permanent? But the fact is that salvation is self-evident and natural, while making efforts is unnatural. If you destroy this unnaturalness, naturalness will remain as it is. Understand the topic deeply. You are worried about the money which you regard as yours. Are you worried about the lot of money which is in the world? No. Why? The cause of worry is not money, but attachment to it. You feel happy and sad at the profit and loss of those whom you regard as yours. But you remain unaffected at the loss or profit or even death of those whom you do not regard as yours. It is only attachment or the sense of mind which leads to bondage, otherwise there is no bondage. It is very easy to renounce attachment to people and objects, etc., and we are free in it. But we remain dependent because we want to derive pleasure from them. We cannot escape dependence if we indulge in pleasures that are contact born. The Lord clearly declares,
Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkhayonya evate. Adhyantavantaha kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha.
The delights that are contact born are only sources of pain. They have a beginning and an end. O son of Kunti, no wise man delights in them. Gita chapter 5 verse 22. He who does not delight in contact-born pleasures attains salvation. It is attachment to pleasures which leads to bondage. I declare time and again that even having studied sacred books, listened to discourses and lectures, I could not know the root of bondage. I could discover it after a long time that it is desire for contact-born pleasures which is the cause of bondage. Believe in it fully. The audience. It seems that what you say is right. Swamiji. If it is so, why do you remain perturbed? Try to find out the root of the evil. Think over it and you will find that it is either attachment or partiality or desire which is the root of bondage. Question. When we get restless for God, the mundane pleasures deviate us from that restlessness. What should we do at such time? Swamiji. Don't get entangled in pleasures. Try to wipe out attachment, which is the root of desire for pleasures. If you alone try to find out the solution to the problem, it is difficult. But this sort of discussion as we are having is very useful. I have had this experience, so should you have. Though preaching a sermon according to me is not good, as in it the preacher considers himself wiser than the audience and is proud of his superiority, which may lead him to degradation, yet I have a certain reason for it. By discussion, the subject is clear. Exchange of views benefits everyone. This discussion should take place on the basis of equality rather than the superior dictating the inferior. No one should hold the view that he knows more than others. But if we want to know more, this exchange of views or discussion enhances knowledge of all of us. Question. We are constantly reminded of the pleasure enjoyed in the past. What to do? Swamiji, the pleasure has borne a bad fruit. The pleasure enjoyed in the past has left a bad impression on you. You have not yet got rid of that impression, so you should renounce attachment to pleasures. Now the question is how to renounce attachment to pleasure which entraps you though you know its evil effect. The simple and easy method to renounce it is to do good to others. You should think how to do good and render service to others, including your parents, wife, children, relatives, friends, neighbors, and the world at large. Have a strong inclination to honor and praise others. By doing so, your attachment to pleasure will be renounced. Tulasidasa in the Vinaya Patrika declares, "You love to be worshipped more than you love to worship others." Vinaya Patrika, verse 158. You have a keener desire to enjoy pleasures yourself than to provide happiness to others. If you reverse the order, the things can be set right. The audience. Enjoyment provides immediate pleasure, but the act of providing happiness to others does not provide immediate happiness to us. Swamiji, a boy does not feel happy while he studies, but he feels happy while he plays. when he continues his studies under the loving care of teachers and passes some examinations, he develops a taste for studies and feels happy. First, it is just like kicking a rock, which tastes neither sweet nor salty. But you start even licking it if you believe in your well-wisher who asks you to do so. Similarly, God is our well-wisher. His utterances are for our benediction. So act according to His ordinance. He in the Gita declares, "The sattvika happiness is like poison at first, but like nectar at the end." Gita chapter 18 verse 37. I could not first understand why the Lord declared it to be like poison at first. But on reflection, I could know that it is difficult to renounce rajasika and tamasika happiness, so the sattvika happiness appears to be like poison at first. Always think of the good, welfare and comfort of others. The Lord declares, "Those who remain engrossed in the welfare of others attain me." Gita chapter 12 verse 4. We should do good even to those who cause suffering to us. Lord Shiva in the Ramacharitamanasa says to Uma, "The greatness of a saint is that he returns good for evil." Manasa chapter 5 canto 40 verse 4. The persons who return good for evil become saintly. Welfare of others involves our own welfare. When we see our face in the mirror or looking glass, if we face the east, the image in the looking glass is reflected in the west. Similarly, our left part appears to be right while the right appears to be left. Thus, if we follow the reflected image, it will take us to the reverse direction. In the same way, in the mirror of the world, it appears pleasant to enjoy pleasures, but it appears unpleasant to provide happiness or comfort to others. So if we act according to it, we will have to meet with an evil destiny because we have taken the reverse direction at the outset. It appears that we shall attain our selfish motive and feel happy, but in fact it will bear painful fruit. So if we want to attain salvation, we will have to change the order, otherwise we will have to face calamities. This is everyone's experience, that if we provide happiness to others, our desire for pleasure is wiped out. Question: by serving others, we do not get immediate pleasure, but are assailed by pride immediately. What to do? Swamiji: pride also provides a kind of pleasure. If you are determined to renounce this pleasure of pride, you will get rid of it. You are more attached to your son than to your daughter because you think that you have to marry her off. Similarly, if you are determined that you have to renounce the pleasure derived from pride, you will not remain attached to pleasure born of pride. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.